Fire Chief Paul Hewitt said his opinion has been that given the moisture levels of vegetation, fire risk was probably a bit below average, but he said he supports the call that Park City Council made.
It's a hard call to make, and as a fire chief, obviously, I will support erring on the side of safety, always. And the city council, they did a fantastic job. They had a lot of good information. It's not up to Hugh and I. We bring information to the city council. So the question, if it's posed to me, are we in an average or below average, above average year for risk? It's probably a little bit below the average year, especially over the last 5 years. Like Hugh said, we've had four bans in the last 6 years. For a variety of reasons, our fuel moistures are quite a bit higher than they have been.
But again, a week ago you were saying if there was 1 year to allow fireworks, this is the year that we should do it. You don't believe that anymore?
No, that's still my opinion. But again, it falls on the it falls on the city council to make that call, and they erred on the side of safety, and I fully support that.
Daniel said his job is to be overly cautious, to plan for the absolute worst and hope for the best.
The council could have chosen not to go forward with a ban. We provided the information that we thought was appropriate from a lot of different sources. They have the responsibility within the city limits, and they made that choice.
He's the fire chief, though.
Let me, if I can. Leslie, this falls on, so in the Snyderville Basin, it falls on the state forester, and here it falls on the city council. So that's they make the final call. They listen, and what your listenership didn't see as Hugh was talking, I'm nodding in agreement. We both give our opinions, and that's what we do. And the city council allows us to give an honest opinion, and then they make the call. And the mayor made some very good points. You know, he said, we're in a different area here. A wildfire would be catastrophic to this area.
Daniels also said he and Hewitt have a good working relationship.
You know, Chief Hewitt and I have worked together for years. We're good friends. So with Chief Carpenter, this isn't a personal thing or, you know, duking it out over the level of risk. And that's really what it is. We disagree on what the level of risk is, and we'll continue to work together. And our primary purpose is to keep everybody safe.
In the meantime, Daniels told us this is the fourth Part City ban in 6 years. While some city council members wonder if a ban should be in place for good, with exceptions considered every year to allow fireworks, Daniel said that isn't what Utah law calls for.
The code is very specific that allows fireworks 3 days before and 3 days after four holidays, and that's 4th, Pioneer Day, New Year's, and Chinese New Year's. You may only restrict it if there are hazardous conditions in wildland-urban interface. And so, for instance, in Salt Lake City, they have bans up along the bench and the foothills, but they can't ban down in the city because that's not wildland-urban interface. So unless there's a change in the current state code, we can't ban them year-round. We have to do it year by year.
Mm-hmm. So why can't Summit County ban fireworks?
Because the code also allows that for municipalities, but does not allow that for unincorporated counties. Unincorporated counties are controlled by the state forester. So the state forester would have to allow that ban in the county.
Part City Emergency Manager Hugh Daniels and Part City Fire District Chief Paul Hewitt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.